Hey, H1 is in the building and we're about to be running it back with another episode. And I would like to say this, we are going to be talking about chess, but today I'm going to tell you my experience being on a chess team. Now, I had two experiences. One being individual, fighting for myself, fighting to be first place for myself. And then I have a different experience being on a chess team, teaching other people what I know, being with a chess team, depending on them so that we can get first place as a team. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today. The beginning of my chess team career in chess, like leading my chess team into greatness, being the best that they can be, because as H1, that's all that I strive for. That's all that I strive for as H1, just achieving what I should be achieving, okay? Being confident that we can be the best in where we lived. That's what I wanted to do. And it was a long road. But at the end, we did make it there. In the beginning, it was rocky. But at the end, it was well worth it. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. And I do have an Instagram. And yes, if you're listening to this, my Instagram is H1Chess. And if you want to be updated on my episodes, please follow. Please follow whatever you're on, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Please follow, follow, follow. H1 needs you to do this because I don't want you to be left out when I go into my next episodes. And then you're like, oh, H1, you have a couple more episodes. And then I'm like, yeah, I already sent those out a long time ago. You're just late to the party. But stay tuned because we're going to get back into it right now. If you're in the car, if you're doing dishes, if you're cleaning the house, I'm going to be talking in your ear, just relaying some facts about my life, just being hecka weird. Okay, let's get to it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, in chess, you have friends and you have enemies. And by friends and enemies, I mean that there are people that's going to stop you. And then there are people that's going to be with you till the day that you are done with that career. Okay. And I'm talking about chess primarily, but you can put that, that can be part of life because you're definitely going to have people that you don't like and that you do like. But anyway, you want to be surrounded by positivity when it comes to friends, and you want to just treasure that friendship, especially when it deals with chess. So when I was by myself going to these chess tournaments, I wasn't all the way by myself. Let me explain. I had friends, a lot of friends in the chess tournaments, and throughout the chess tournaments in my middle school, I actually made a lot of friends, and I always had my big bro with me, and my family was always supportive of what I was trying to do. So I actually got to meet some of my friends all the time during the chess tournaments, during the training. I used to actually train with my enemies that I was going to have in those tournaments. I would train at different schools that my brother taught at, because the schools that my brother taught at would be the same kids that I would be, that I would have to face in the tournament. And that was interesting. It was cool. It was a good chess community, good atmosphere. I never had an enemy that like just wanted to murk me or something. I don't know. I never had somebody hate me in one of these chess tournaments. So that's a really good thing. And you want to stay away from people that's trying to stall you out, that's trying to discourage you from reaching your dreams, reaching what you're trying to do. And basically, If you do have somebody that's like that and they're in a tournament, you want to make sure that you humiliate them in the next one. You want to make sure that you go after them like a tiger. You want to be the bear. You're the bear. You the one that caused the damage. You're the bully. You want to be the bully, okay? Because you want to make sure that your enemies know that you're a high-class chess player. And sometimes when you're by yourself as an individual, it's hard. It's hard because you have to do everything by yourself. Let's say you do face something like that. And let's say you didn't, and you don't have a chess team. So you really never have people on your side when you're an individual by yourself. You can never train completely to the capacity that you want to train when you're by yourself with other friends, because you have to face them and you don't want them knowing all your secrets and how you play all the time. So you're kind of limited to just a few people that's not playing in the tournaments. And for me, myself, I only have my big brother, P Money, and other grown-ups that didn't play in middle school tournaments. And they basically said, once I got up in like 8th and 7th grade, I remember going to some tournaments where I couldn't play in the middle school area anymore because I was better than all the kids. So they had me play in the high school. And that was a real big jump from middle school to high school, because the high schoolers are always over me. And I'm like, man, how am I supposed to beat this person when this person is like 10 times bigger than me, and they experience life like 4 years ahead of me in life? How am I supposed to beat somebody like that? I already had a hard time beating my brother P Money. How am I supposed to beat all these high schoolers that have been playing chess longer than me? So as an individual, it was hard to face stuff like that. But during my sophomore year, and I say sophomore year because my freshman year, I did not go to the school, and I didn't go to a school my freshman year that had a chess club. My sophomore year, I found out that we had a chess club, but at my school, it wasn't really a legitimate chess club. At first, it just started out as a casual play. Everybody just did whatever they want. They didn't really learn anything. And they did learn some stuff, but they didn't really apply it. And it was just a casual chess game. And then they had something that was like a game night type of deal after school. That was every Friday night. And not Friday night. It was like Friday after school. So like probably around 3 p.m. or whatnot. I don't know. And they had chess. They had Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And they had Pokemon cards. And they had different other games. So it wasn't just always a legitimate chess club. It wasn't a legitimate chess club until I had to talk to some people. And I talked with the president of the chess club, and I'm doing quotation marks. And I talked to him. I got somebody to come, an old friend of mine, a coach during my middle school years. And he came to the school, talked with the principal about coming up to the school and teaching kids and forming an actual chess club at my school, which I was excited about. But it was different, and it was different because I wasn't alone by myself anymore. I had a chess team, and it was pretty huge. It was like 10 people, and at my chess club. And it wasn't my chess club. At that time, I wasn't trying to be the type of person that's like, I've been playing chess longer than all of you, I know everything. That was not my intention. But my intention was just to guide students in the way that they should be going. But sooner or later, people realized, oh man, you were really good at chess. And I was like, yeah, I'm decent. I'm decent as H1 can be. I'm not the best. I'm a good rated player. I'm advanced to a certain degree. I'm an expert, but you know, I'm not that type of person that just goes out there as an extrovert and just tell everybody my business and what I do on my own time. And just, I honestly, if I was to be completely honest, And this might be surprising because you're listening to me right now. You're listening to the H1 show right now. I'm a huge introvert. Let me explain. I love staying in my house. I love being by myself, being alone. I do not mind one bit being alone. If I didn't have to see one person throughout my whole life, I would not care. And I know it might sound rude, but that's just the type of person that I am. I just have my close friends, my immediate family, my wife's family, and my kid. And that's all I need. That's pretty much all I need. And so as a chess team, it was a different atmosphere because we all had the same goal. And we got to practice together, and they was legitimate friends, and they're friends till this day. So these friends of mine, we used to practice every Thursday after school, and we would practice for a couple hours. In the couple hours, as we're beginning, we start on slow stuff, like how all the pieces move. And then after that, we got on tactics and different strategies and different grandmaster games. And we started getting more advanced as we went along, but we had to start with the milk first because they didn't know about even developing pieces in the beginning of the chess game. But they was knowledgeable on some stuff. Like the kids that already knew, the teenagers, the teens that already knew how to move all the pieces, they was pretty good and how to capture pieces. I mainly talk about the kids that just joined the chess club and they thinking that chess is just like checkers and they try to hop over the chess piece like and then capture it and then try to make that chess piece a king just like in checkers and have a flying king. And it's like, nah, that's nothing like chess. What are you doing? The only piece that can jump is the knight. What are you doing? Put the chess piece down and let me explain it to you. When you capture a piece in chess, you pick up your piece, you take your opponent's piece off the square, you put your piece on there. It was cool having a chess team. I remember all the times that we focused on tactics and I was guiding everybody through the tactics and through puzzles. And then after we would guide everybody through the puzzles, then we would have these mini games to try to finish the puzzle. So this is what we would do. We would get a puzzle, and then once you did the tactic on the puzzle, maybe it's a fork and you're an exchange up or you're a whole piece up, then you have to finish the puzzle. So by finishing the puzzle, I mean you have to finish the game afterwards. And it was good training because this is what trips everybody up. Nobody knows how to keep the advantage in the beginning. Nobody knows how to keep the advantage and actually finish the game. So that's what that exercise trained, is to not only do the tactic, but actually finish what you started. So that's what we did. And once you finish what you started, we had like a point system. If you win with a disadvantage, then you get more points. If you win with the advantage, then you get a certain amount. And if you draw, then it's just equal amount of points. And we would have points, a point section every week. And whoever got the most points at the end of the month, and it was like a prize or something. So it was cool doing that. I clearly couldn't do that with them because I was, as the months passed on, I became the coach/player. And as the coach/player, I was the person that was teaching people things. And I was the person that used to play in the tournaments too. So let me get on the main difference between playing in a tournament of a chess team and playing in a tournament by yourself. When you're by yourself, you go with your family member, the person that drove you there, and you sign up, and there's not a lot of things to deal with. It's just yourself. You go play in a chess tournament. You don't have to look at the team scores. You can just look at yourself, and all you're doing is just making sure myself and I is winning all their games. But then when you don't win, you don't have that encouragement to back it up. You only have family members, and you're just by yourself. You have to think about that, and you soak about that by yourself. But you just have to get yourself out of that hole into a different mindset by yourself. Everything that you do individually, you have to learn and you have to go through it by yourself. And that's the main difference. With the team, it's so much easier, because if you lose a game, you can get encouragement with somebody else. You know, do you know how special that is, that you can get encouragement by somebody else instead of going home sulking and just being like, man, I'm a bad player. I lose all the time. How can I get better? I don't know what else to do. I don't know who to play against. Let me play against the computer. The computer beat me again. I can't believe this. I'm just not a good player. I don't know if I'm going to play chess anymore, because I just can't win. I can't do this anymore. And I have nobody to practice with at home. My mom definitely doesn't know how to play chess. My sister definitely doesn't know how to play chess. My other two brothers don't definitely know how to play chess. What am I supposed to do? And then that's what you're thinking the whole time, because you're by yourself. That's why I kind of was jealous of all the kids at that time. All the kids that were in elementary school that had a chess club, they had other kids to play with and to practice with. And they was all on the same team. So if you're on the same team, if you have a chess club and you go to a tournament and y'all are all on the same team, you're never going to play each other unless it's a tournament that doesn't have that many people. But that rarely happens. You're never going to play each other, though. So those friends will stay constant friends forever. And you can actually, after you play a game, you can go over it with your friend, with your chess club, with your chess mate, you know? And that's cool too, because even after the game, you can go over the game, and then you have an extra mind thinking about your chess game. And then if you get a cool checkmate, then you get encouragement from that. You get a boost of energy just for showing a cool game that you played. And then plus, if you're bored, then you can just play Buckhouse or play something fun with your chess team. Not like I didn't do that individually with my big brother. It's just way more fun with people that's actually your own age. Sorry to everybody. Sorry to my big brother P Money, but it's fun doing that with people your own age, because you're a kid and you just want to be around people your own age. I'm older now and I'm like, I want to stay away from people my own. I'm just playing. There's some people that I still hang out with that is my own age, but most of the high school people that I used to hang out with is just long gone. They're doing their life and I'm doing my life right now. And I understand that. That's why all my friends is like way older than me for some reason, like a good 5 years and up, especially since I'm a truck driver and all my workmates are like at least 5 years and up. And I'm like, dang, I'm like the youngest one here just trying to make a living for myself. But anyway, when you have a chess team, it's exciting, it's fun. And by fun, I mean every time when we used to go to a chess tournament, we thought of an idea to just put ourselves out there a little bit, just so that everybody would know that, yeah, they're from that blah 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 chess club, they're from that chess club, and they come to every tournament. So we would always wear dress up clothes. So we'll come to a tournament with slacks, a button-up t-shirt, a tie, a suit jacket, just clean, you know, just clean. And we would joke around a lot and everybody be like, whoa, look at them. They're cool. Yeah, they're cool. And then we had one student who, there's always that one kid that wants to mess it up. We had one kid that actually made the tie like a ninja band around the head. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun as a teenager growing up in a chess club. And I'm glad I found it. I'm glad I asked, because it's kind of something that I'm glad I didn't miss out on. It's a whole different experience. And I can talk about this for days and for hours, because it makes the game a lot of fun when you have other people to share it with. Chess is not fun when you just have yourself. Because not everybody is a Bobby Fischer. Not everybody is just a madman that's just trying to learn how to play chess, just trying to soak everything in by themselves and learn on their own. Not everybody's like that. We're, as humans, H1 is going to talk about this. As humans, we are social creatures, and to make chess enjoyable and fun, just like I said on my first episode on season one, being with others, being with friends and family makes chess fun. When I am able to share it with others, that's when the game becomes better. That's when the game becomes a lot more enjoyable. So those are kind of the things I could think about just from the top of my head of how being in a chess team is different from being an individual. But I did have hard times being in a chess team than being by myself, because just one of the cons of being on a chess team is that when I lose a game, when I lose a game on a chess team, that's towards the whole chess team. That affects the whole team. When I'm by myself, it's just myself. I don't have to deal with anybody else. Nobody else. I'm not burdening nobody else but myself. But when you lose on a chess team, it hurts a lot more. It hurts a lot more. One time, I was on a chess team. It was to a Rockhurst tournament. It was the first time I went to a Rockhurst tournament. And not only did I go there with my chess team, and it was my junior year, I went there with my brothers too. My brothers wanted to go to the tournament, and they was cool. We all hanged out. The coach knew that my brothers, my coach already knew my brothers, because we already knew the coach before the coach even went to our chess team and started teaching us. So, but the other kids, they didn't know my brothers, and it was really fun. I won the first three games. Straight off the bat, the first three games is always easy. But then the fourth game, for some reason, I couldn't get my mind off of this, but I was just distracted for some reason. It just felt like that whole game, I was just being manhandled. Literally, the moves that my opponent was playing, I wasn't seeing fast enough. And I was just wasting time, and my opponent wasn't wasting time at all. And it was 30 minutes and 5 second delay, and I couldn't handle what my opponent was getting. It's like my opponent already had everything set up in the beginning, in the opening. And the disappointing factor is that I was the white pieces when I lost that game, that fourth round. And I just remember going back because not to be cocky or anything, I guess I was a little bit cocky that day, or maybe too cocky, too confident, because I felt like I was already expected to win all my games in my chess team, because I was the one of the best ones on the chess team. And when I lose a game, especially on the chess team, it just disappoints me so much. And I could just see it in everybody's faces, and I'm like distraught. I'm just going through like so many negative. I was just thinking negatively, and I couldn't get out of that rabbit hole. And I didn't only lose that game, but I also lost the next game after that. So it was like five rounds. It was disappointing. It was a lot disappointing, because I was thinking that I was ready for that tournament, but I really wasn't. Because I think that year, what I messed up on is that I was training more than I was training myself. And that's when I realized that I have to train myself harder than everybody else, because I know most of the stuff. I just need to learn how to apply it. And that's why I want rigor. That's why I went harder on end games and strategy and positional games and grandmaster games, and just learning and just watching grandmaster games, because I didn't want to have that moment again where I didn't want to lose for my team. And I remember going home, even seeing my brother's face and just telling my brothers, hey, I lost the game, and I don't feel like my team is with me at this point, because I feel like my team is disappointed that I lost, even though I'm a human too. And so that's kind of one of the main cons I can think about being on a chess team, is that you're together. And if one person lose, that affects you. It's basically like, you're like a hand. If one of you lose, just imagine like one of your pinkies getting cut off. That's basically how it felt. That's the pain that I felt. And I felt that pain even when I was going home. I'm like, dang, how can I improve myself? How can I get better? And I was just psychologically just out of it, because I really wanted to win that tournament. I was used to winning tournaments, which I still get choked up about it till this day, that like I could have played a lot better if I really wanted to. If I had all the knowledge that I had now that I had then, psychologically speaking, then I think that I could have I'm in a state right now where I regret those matches that I played back then, pretty much. So I'm telling you this because there are big differences between being on the chess team and being by yourself. And I'm telling you that loss because that loss, I know it might seem like to somebody else that chess is just a game, but when you lose and other people depends on it, and you don't have that much time as a teen, being a teenager in life, just time just goes by no matter what. Like, time's just going to keep on going day by day, hour by hour. You're getting older. You really don't have time for everything. And that's kind of how I've seen it. I'm like, dang, I'm not going to be a junior anymore. And then this next year, I'm going to be a senior. I'm not going to be a senior anymore. I'm not going to be allowed to play in the K-12 games anymore. It's not going to be, I'm not going to be interested in that. And I'm definitely not going to be playing in it, because I'm not going to not graduate. So yeah, that's everything I could think of from the top of my head about chess teams and being just a lone soldier just wrecking through. This is the waiting room segment, multiple choice by H1. And the question for this episode is, when was Bobby Fischer born? Was it A, 1952, B, 1943, C, 1865, or D, 2010. If you picked B, you are correct. It was 1943. Thank you for listening. Hey, this is H1, and I am glad that you made it till the end. And I just want to say thanks for listening. I appreciate all of your help. And if you like this content, please please, if you appreciate chess and love chess just as much as I do, follow me. Make sure that you're updated and please share it with your friends and family so that we can get this into a whole nother level. Let's get a lot of people here watching these episodes, knowing that the chess knowledge is here and you can just listen to it. You can just listen to this chess knowledge, and it's good chess knowledge, in your car, at your home, in your earphones while you're sleeping. You can just listen to me talking about chess and giving instructional advice and the differences in my experiences on chess stories. So, yeah. There you go. If you have any questions, please message me. You can message me on Instagram, which I already plugged it in the beginning, H1 Chess, or on the Anchor app that you're listening to this on. You probably listen to this on a different podcast, but it's originally from the Anchor app you can message me on. And I just want to say, I welcome you to come back so that we can run it back with some more chess knowledge. So, peace. What's the next one going to be about? I know some people mentioned that I should be doing a cliffhanger, so let me tell you what it's going to be about. We're going to be talking about the most important thing in chess that every chess master, grandmaster, expert club player believes in. And then once I say it, it's either going to change your heart or you're going to be like, that's obvious. It's one of those type of things. But I can tell you this, I'm going to have a whole episode on this fact that this is the most important thing with chess, and that every serious chess player follows in every game. Did I say that right? In each and every game. There we go. So there you go. Come back. Chess knowledge will be here next week. No doubt. Let's continue, please.